Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. I'm Evan Little, and we're sitting down with Mike Nardini, City Administrator here in Pella, and we're going to talk a little bit about what went on at the City Council meeting. First of all, Mike, I'd like to thank you for coming on Let's Talk Pella.
Evan, thanks once again for having me here today. It's always a pleasure to be take time to visit with you.
Yeah, it's always good to get updates on what's going on around here, and you are the man to talk to about it. So I think the big thing to talk about as far as the City Council meeting was concerned was talk once again has come up of a new airport for Pella. And there are many issues surrounding this, and there's been some opposition in the past, and it's been something that's been on the table for several years. If you could explain a little bit more about what the project entails and what the City of Pella is thinking at this point for the project.
Absolutely, Evan. And just to start off, when we talk about a new airport for Pella, your listeners may or may not be aware, and I would think that most of them were, the reason why this project is necessary, this is a safety project. It's been classified as a safety project by the Federal Aviation Administration. To make a long story short, Evan, with our current airport, when we look at the airport itself, the key issue is at hand is our airport is a Category B airport. We land Category C jets. The FAA requires if you land Category C jets is you have the necessary ground infrastructure to support those jets. And Category C jets are normally larger jets that support quite a bit of business commerce that occurs here in the city of Pella. The key issue at hand with our current airport, Evan, is our current airport, being a Category B, we have 300 feet of clear zone space at each end of the runways. Category C requires 1,000 feet of clear zone space, and when you look at trying to accommodate Category C approaches to land those jets out there in a safe manner, that's when the concerns by the Federal Aviation Administration really come to light. And what we've been mandated by the Federal Aviation Administration to do is simply, at this point in time, to plan for a replacement airport to address specifically those approach concerns that they have. Now, as far as what's being proposed and what the city is currently planning is we have been directed by our federal representatives, the Federal Aviation Administration, and the Iowa Department of Transportation, I should say specifically by the federal representatives. If you look at the city of Pella, if we're being mandated to replace our airport, which we have received that mandate from the Federal Aviation Administration, the directives that we have received from our federal representatives are is to plan the airport work and serve the most people as possible. And in this case, we have received notification from the city of Oskaloosa that they could also benefit from an airport. So what we've been directed to do is to plan an airport or try to work with the city of Oskaloosa, Mahaska County, and plan an airport that could be located in Mahaska County in close proximity to both Pella and Oskaloosa that can serve both communities going forward in the future. The Federal Aviation Administration and the Iowa Department of Transportation have voiced their strong support for regional projects such as this. And so that's the key little bit of background of the Pella Replacement Airport Project. What we approved is what is called a justification report. And the Federal Aviation Administration, once again, is requiring this report to be completed. The reason why we needed to complete the report is ultimately when we talk about a replacement airport, Evan, and covering the city's local match for a replacement airport, ultimately what we plan to do at the city of Pella is once a new airport is up and operational is to close our current airport and sell the property and repay any type of interfund loans we may have spent to actually build the airport and so on. Before you could sell any property out of our airport, we need to get direction from the Federal Aviation Administration, A, if they're going to release the property to be able to see, be able to sell to use the proceeds to build a new airport, or B, what their position is on the grants that we've received at our federal, the federal grants we've received at our current airport. It's as simple as that. So the direction what we approved was a consultant to take a look and write to the FAA and what's called a justification report, and specifically the issue at hand is releasing the Pella Municipal Airport from federal obligations. Once it's released, or if the FAA approves its release, we'll be able to sell the property out at our current airport once the new airport is built and use those proceeds to repay any type of interfund loans or costs the city may advance to build a new airport. And this is, once again, a report that the FAA has mandated that we need to do, and it needs to happen for the project. The overall cost to the city of Pella is just shy of $22,000. And, Evan, if everything goes smoothly, the consultant should have a draft report to us back in 8 weeks.
Obviously, commercial traffic is a large issue for this airport, but this would also serve as a regional airport. what would be the benefits of putting it between here and Oskaloosa as opposed to just putting it as close to Pella as possible?
Well, Evan, one of the things, and again, the key issue to keep in mind here is when our federal representatives took a look at these projects and what's being proposed for federal transportation projects in the area, not only the airport, but also the Pella to I-80 connector project and the US 63 project that's being proposed north of Oskaloosa, their whole goal in life is to take a look at the projects and make sure that the federal investments are going wisely and can serve as many people as possible. From their standpoint, we've been contacted by the city of Oskaloosa for their apparent need for an airport. Federal representatives want to make sure it serves as many people as possible. So the thought is if the airport's currently being proposed 4.5 miles northwest of Pella, what's the likelihood that it could serve the city of Oskaloosa efficiently? So in looking at this and trying to plan and seeing if it's even possible to put together a regional airport, we have worked closely with the city of Oskaloosa and Mahaska County on looking at the logistics of a potential regional airport. But to answer your question, front and center, what is being proposed and the reason the federal representatives would like us to take a look at putting an airport potentially between Pella and Oskaloosa or locating is simply to serve as many people as possible and to serve this region's largest employers efficiently as possible. And they've been contacted just like we have by the city of Oskaloosa. So that is the reason why we are looking at the potential of placing an airport between Pella and Oskaloosa.
Well, I'd like to thank you for coming on once again. It's always a pleasure to have you on Let's Talk Pella, Mike.
Evan, I'd express my appreciation for the invitation to be here, and it's always a pleasure talking with you folks.
This has been Let's Talk Pella. I'm Evan Little. You're listening to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Stay tuned. Your Weather Eye forecast is coming up next.